The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yaakov Rappaport of South Bend, Indiana, and is brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To download this series of shiurim, as well as hundreds of other recorded shiurim, articles, and video presentations, please visit thehalachacenter.org.
Today's shiur will be in Maseches Shabbos, Perek Mebehema, on Daf Nun Dalet. The Gemara tells us that there used to be an item that was placed amongst on the female genitalia of an animal. It was called kvolos. It was a certain patch or security belt that prevented the cohabitation of male and female animals. The question in halacha nowadays, very commonly asked by pet owners, is it mutter to have my dog neutered? Female and male alike. Now, this question involves the serious halachic topic of sirus. Sirus, it means neutering. It means making the male or female animal not reproductive, neutering. And that is an iser deraisa. The Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin, on daf, nun vav, amid beis, that it is usur to remove the reproductive or damaged to a directly the reproductive organs of an animal, even if the animal is owned by a non-Jew. The Shulchan Aruch in Eben Ho'ezer, Simen Hey, Si'if, Tes Zion, says that since it is usur to neuter an animal, even a male or female animal of a non-Jew, so too it is usur also to for a non-Jew to do a sirus. And that could be seen over there in the Beis Shmuel. Beis Shmuel says that not only is it usur for a Jew to neuter an animal of a non-Jew, but also it is usur for a non-Jew to neuter the animal of its non-Jew. And that, I believe, is included in the Sheva Mitzvot B'nei Noach under the label Arayas, because sirus, neutering, is a certain type of Arayas. It's not a illicit relationships, but it is have something to do with the genitalia, and it's destroying the genitalia. So therefore, that's how the Beis Shmuel reasons and rules over there in Simen Hey Sif Tezayin, that it's also for a non-Jew also to neuter it's his own animal. Now, when it comes to the Aruch HaShulchan, who is generally lenient, he over here takes his classic approach. He is as well lenient, and he says that a non-Jew is mutter to neuter his own animal. The only iser is talking about Jews, not non-Jews. So we have Machloikis, the Beis Shmuel, and the Aruch HaShulchan. Can a non-Jew neuter his own animal? Now, you're asking me, why am I talking about it? This is a class generally to Jews. Why is it relevant if a non-Jew could or not? The difference is when I have an animal, I have a dog, and the dog, we'll talk about in a moment, different scenarios, but a dog needs to be neutered for either its own health or because I'm not interested in dealing with puppies, even though they're cute. Can I bring the dog to a veterinarian in order to have it neutered? So if we take the Beis Shmuel's approach that a non-Jew cannot participate in sirus, then it is prohibited. But if I take the Aruch HaShulchan's approach that a non-Jew can participate in sirus, then maybe it's not prohibited for me. Why? Granted, the non-Jew could do it, but we have a rabbinical ordination that a person cannot give a non-Jew to do an action which he cannot do. For example, in Shabbos, I cannot tell a non-Jew to mechal Shabbos for me. So too, I cannot give the animal to a non-Jew, even though the non-Jew could participate in sirus. But if I'm telling him to mesaris my animal, it is a rabbinical prohibition. So basically, the only difference between the Aruch HaShulchan and the Beis Shmuel would be me giving my animal to a veterinarian. Is it a rabbinical prohibition or is it a biblical prohibition? But everyone agreed that it's prohibited, either because of Isser Daraisa or also because of the Isser of telling a non-Jew to do something. So therefore, I for sure seemingly can't go to instruct a non-Jewish veterinarian to neuter my animal. So what do I do? So therefore, the question is, what do we do nowadays? So now, the question arises even more complicated that, let's assume I have an animal that's very, very sick. I'm asking the animal to be neutered for its own sake, for its own health. Can I ask a non-Jew to neuter? So, l'choira, it depends. If it's a sick animal, according to the Beis Shmuel, it should still be Aser. Why? Because since it's a biblical Iser, for me, for a non-Jew to do Sirus, and me telling him to do that would be lifnei Eiver. I am stumbling him to do an Aver of neutering an animal. It's Aser for a non-Jew, according to Beis Shmuel, to neuter an animal. So therefore, I'm over lifnei Eiver by telling him, even if the animal's sick, and I'm saving the animal's life, it's preventing pain from the animal, why should it be mutter? You tell me. Huh. So there's pain in the animal. I feel bad for the animal. Tsar bali chayim daraisa. But I can't be over the isra of lifnei eiver, which is self a daraisa, and telling an angel to be over this daraisa in order to save the tsar of the bali chayim. However, according to the Aruch HaShulchan's opinion, in which he says only a rabbinical prohibition, in which he says that a non-Jew is not also for him to neuter an animal, and therefore me asking him would be a rabbinical prohibition, there is room, and there are proofs to say that you can transgress a rabbinical prohibition in order to not have a tsar, a pain of an animal, which is daraisa. So maybe, that we could allow someone to go to a non-Jew and tell him directly, please neuter my animal, because my animal's in pain, and therefore it would overcome the iser, rabbinical iser of telling a non-Jew to do an action which is prohibited for me. Now, if it's not for the sake of the animal's not sick, or we take on the Beis Shmuel's stringent opinion, how can I go ahead and tell an animal, a non-Jew, to neuter the animal? So there are two approaches, basically. The first approach is the approach of lifnei de lifnei, aiding an aider. Now, I'll explain the concept. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah at the end of the first parak tells us that even though lifnei eiver is aser, I can't stumble someone directly, but I could stumble someone who will stumble someone else, meaning I could cause someone to stumble a third party. And therefore, let me explain. Therefore, it is mutter for me, listen to this, it's mutter for me to do the following thing. I take my dog, I sell it to a non-Jew, okay? I sell the dog to a non-Jew. Now it belongs to a non-Jew, and the sale agreement should be done by a competent Rav. And now I tell the non-Jew I sell it to, please go ahead and bring my dog to a veterinarian to have it neutered. So now, I'm not telling the veterinarian to neuter my dog. I'm telling the buyer of the dog to tell the veterinarian to neuter my dog. That's three steps removed. That's lifnei de lifnei. That would be permissible, even according to the Beis Shmuel. And therefore, that is a tremendous heter in order to alleviate the neutering of an animal. Now, there is important to note out, and this may be strange to you to go ahead and take your dog to tell a goy, to tell another goy to, in fact, neuter my dog. If you don't want to, and again, you should be machmir, I'm assuming, like the Beis Shmuel, because he is an authoritative posik. There is a heter by the Taz, and Rav Eliashiv, I heard, is very maker like this Taz. The Taz in Ebenezer and Simon Hay, Sif Vav, and he says if we're dealing with a female animal, okay, it's a female animal, and the female animal is in pain, and is for the creature's benefit. So the Taz says, listen, it's only rabbinical, it could be that maybe neutering Sirus is only relevant to a male animal, maybe not to a female animal. And the Taz is misupik. And Taz says, you know what, I'm not sure, but you could be lenient with a female animal if it's for the animal's good, if it's for the benefit of the animal. So you could be makel again, if the animal is female and it's for his sake. Now, if we look in the Otzer HaPoskim, which is a beautiful book, on page 164, there is an interesting answer, that theory that Rev Unterman, Harav Agun Rev Unterman, says that all neutering should be mutter. Listen to what he says. He says that really you could go over to a non-Jew and tell him to neuter my animal. However, how do they neuter animals? Now, it used to be in the olden days, they just cut out and basically surgically removed the organ. That's Siruv classic. You can't remove the organ. That's Sirus. That's Sirus. That's neutering. That's the Sirus the Torah is talking about. I'm not going to go into the particularities what Sirus means, but it basically means removing the genitalia. However, if you're not removing the genitalia, but rather you're cutting off the blood flow to the genitalia, thereby destroying the genitalia, that is not a neutering which is direct. It is a indirect neutering. It is what we call in halacha a grama. You're causing the genitalia to be damaged. Okay? So Unterman says that if I cut off the blood circulation to the genitalia, which some neutering, if you ask how they neuter, and I'm not sure you want to go into graphic detail in how the neutering happens, but there are most neutering in which they basically cut off the blood flow to the genitalia, even by female genitalia. There's something, I looked it up, it's a ovarian hysterectomy, which the ovarian hysterectomy in animals is cutting off the blood flow. They don't cut out the female organ. They stop the blood flow. So that's really indirect. You're destroying the genitalia, not by directly hurting it, but by stopping the blood flow, thereby killing it. Oh, if that's how you're doing your sirus, so that's a grumma. Now, we know in the Torah, a grumma is also usser. In Shabbos, we can't indirectly do any malacha. However, a non-Jew, there is no proof in any Bavli or Yerushalmi or Tosefta that a non-Jew cannot perform a transgression indirectly for himself. Because non-Jews don't have to abide by rabbinical prohibitions. Grumma is only a rabbinical prohibition. A non-Jew does not have any rabbinical prohibitions. Therefore, a non-Jew is allowed to do a grumma. And since a non-Jew is allowed to do a grumma, because he doesn't have the Isser Darabanan, the rabbinical Isser of grumma, therefore I could tell him to serious, to neuter my animal, and there's no lif naiver. Why? Because for him it's not usser to do a grumma, and therefore I could tell him to do it, because for him it's no grumma. Now, the only way to get, only problem would be, is that a, the only problem would be, maybe according to the Aruch HaShulchan, but you don't have to come on this, the Aruch HaShulchan would say that maybe there's just an Isser for me to tell a non-Jew to do something. So here also, maybe this is a regular Isser of a non-Jew doing something, because I can't do it, I can tell a non-Jew to do it. On that, we could rely on different heterim, that if I'm telling him to do it, be grama, So then, if the animal's female, we have a one opinion that says that's mutter, and for the sake of the animal, tzar bar yichaim, that can mutter, and also lifne to lifne is also a reason to matter it. Now, therefore, we conclude by saying that everyone who has a pet must ask a competent rav how, in fact, to do neutering on nowadays modern animals.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halachic Services or Consultations, or to present a Shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.